Great to be here with you today. I'm struck by the fact that 71% of adults don't have a will, or maybe you do have one. Maybe it was done a long time ago. Maybe outdated. Some of the stats I came across, and I thought we'd talk about this today. Over half of American adults have never made a will at all. I don't know where you are. Do you have a will? How long ago did you make it? Are you in that camp where you never have made a will? You've got those good intentions. You know, I know for many people, one of the big barriers to creating a will is the cost. Estate planning can cost anywhere from hundreds to thousands of dollars. And I know that can make it very intimidating. It can make it financially difficult, and as a result, less of a priority for many adults. But what about you? Are you set? Has life gotten in the way? You know, have you been meaning to create that will, but you just keep putting it off? Perhaps it's something you never thought about. Look, I know my wife and I, we have five kids, and the business of life got in the way for many years. We kept putting a will off. And when we finally got around to it, I do a lot of traveling. I said to Kathy, I said, look, honey, we have got to get a will. Anything ever happened to us, what would happen to the children? You know, one thing I never want to see is division amongst our kids. When we finally completed one, we put together a will along with other documents. I tell you, I had a great sense of peace and security. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing. And as a side note, just I was talking about, in addition to your will, I really believe a health care directive, a durable power of attorney, they're also necessary in case you get sick or injured or you're unable to make decisions for yourself. So having those documents in place, it will ensure that you have an advocate, that your wishes are going to be followed. But the will really is the first step. It is the first step. And I know you've worked hard. You know, we all do, don't we? We work hard. So why not be sure that your loved ones benefit from that hard work of yours? And I'm telling you, a will can ensure that they know your wishes. It reduces the probability of division and dispute amongst the heirs after your passing. I can't tell you how many horror stories of division and of hurt over money that I've heard from families because there was no will, no clear directive on how to divide the person's estate. And money does a strange thing to people. This might resonate with you. This might hit pretty close to home. It's something I never want. I never want money to be a cause of division for those I love. And as a Catholic, you know, that is important to me, not just the end of life directives, but to make sure that what I've worked so hard for can be given to those I love and maybe to charities that are important to me. Relevant Radio is one of those great charities. And Relevant Radio, in fact, it wants to make you aware of a free gift during this National Make a Will Month. And they've actually partnered with a group called Free Will to provide you with an easy, intuitive online service that will allow you to have a will at absolutely no cost. I know you might say, Drew, I'm broke. I don't have a whole lot. Look, this is free. I mean it. F-R-E-E. It's a four-letter word that you're going to love. So why keep putting it off? You know, check it out. In fact, here to help answer some of your questions and maybe to dive into this a little deeper is Jenny Shull Sprodling. She's founder and CEO of Free Will. She's here to talk with us today. And Jenny, thank you for your time. Thank you for what you're doing, too. It's great to talk with you.
Thanks so much for having me, Drew.
You know, I want to start with a stunning number. I mentioned it when I began. 71% of adults do not have a will, or they may have an outdated will. Just put it into perspective. I mean, what happens if you die and you don't have a will? I know money can be a great source of division amongst loved ones. People think, oh, I would never argue over it. It gets very, very strange. But what happens if you die and you don't have this legal protection?
That's a great question. If you die without a will, your estate actually goes through what's called an intestate probate process, which is basically a fancy way of saying that the government makes all the decisions on your behalf. And so a really common misconception is people think, well, my family knows what I want, so I don't need to write it down. Well, actually, your family doesn't get to decide what happens after you pass away. It's actually up to the local laws and regulations in your state that determine who gets what, who gets guardianship over your children, a number of really important things. And so you really don't want to let that process happen.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You know, and again, a will, is something I think everyone should have, regardless if you have, you know, millions or you have, you know, very little possessions. It'll safeguard and it will protect you. Maybe you can go through, because some people would say, do I really need a will? Why don't I just write it out on a piece of paper? Or I don't have a whole lot, you know, I've got the car and this or whatever, right? What are the benefits of having a will? Are there particular things other than making sure that, you know, your final desires are articulated?
Yeah, there are huge benefits to having a will. So the first one, as you mentioned, is, you know, many people think, oh, only people who are fabulously wealthy need a will. And that's just not true. A will is important to designate who inherits any of your assets after you pass away. So maybe you have a house, a car, or maybe you just have some really beloved, you know, souvenirs or things that you want to give to particular people. So a will is a really important way to make sure that those wishes are delivered on. But there are other reasons to write a will too. So another one, for example, is every parent should have a will. You should be nominating your own guardian to decide who should take care of your children and also your pets after you pass away. So a really popular feature that we've seen on free will is people designating guardians for their pets, because many people don't realize that pets can't actually inherit any assets or wealth. So you need to designate someone to take care of them. So third, it's also really important to designate an executor who you actually trust to distribute what you have. A huge benefit of having a will is the process of getting your hard-earned assets to the people and the causes that you love happens a lot faster. If you have a will, you designate who it should go to and who is responsible for distributing it. If you don't have one, the government has to find someone, appoint someone to kind of be responsible for your assets. And they might not have your best interests at heart in the way that if you designated your own executor do. And finally, while not officially part of your will, many services like free will can help with a number of other things that are really helpful around end of life. So the healthcare directive that you mentioned, Drew, is so important for helping your loved ones know what kind of hospital treatment you actually want if you're sick and can't make those decisions yourself. Or funeral wishes, for example. Do you want a more intimate affair or do you want, you know, a big celebration? Who do you want to be there and how do you want people to remember you? So these are all really important things that you can solve with a complete estate plan.
Well, Jenny, please forgive my directness and maybe even my skepticism. But when I began the conversation, I talked about this being totally free. And I always believe there's nothing really free in life. What is free will? Is there a catch, or is this really free? For a lot of people are saying, wow, I never thought about a will, or I have, but I really want to get it, but I'm afraid there's some sort of hook here. Is there any catch at all to this, and is it truly free?
I totally understand the skepticism. The short answer is yes, it is completely free, and I'll tell you why that is. We're able to provide all of this for free because of the generous support of hundreds of nonprofits who really care about making estate planning free and accessible for anyone, regardless of their means, and make it easy for people to leave a legacy and support charity if they want to. So we're so lucky to have Relevant Radio as one of these wonderful nonprofits who went ahead and said, we want to offer this free gift to all of our supporters and help sponsor Free Will to exist. So we get absolutely zero revenue from users of our products.
Well, look, I want to thank you for what you're doing. Again, I think it's so important, and you know, you'll never regret having wills. I said it gave me great peace of mind and a spirit knowing that I had all these legal documents in place, and we'll have to talk again soon. I got to leave it right there, but keep up your wonderful work. I hope a lot of people will take advantage of this. If you want more information, you can go to freewill.com/relevant radio. That's freewill.com/relevant radio. Again, don't put it off. At least go and check it out. It's easy. It's intuitive. It's online. There's absolutely no cost, and you can get started on your free will today. And as you fill out the form with your wishes, you're going to notice there's an opportunity to add Relevant Radio as a beneficiary to your will. I think that would be such a wonderful thing to do. There may be certain charities that you love. Add them. But please remember Relevant and the great work that we do here. We'd be very grateful if you do that. Again, you are under zero, no obligation at all to go and fill out this free will, and you'll still benefit from the service. So the important thing is just to get started, making sure that you have your affairs in order.